A video game company bought a platform tailored for independent musicians. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Video game developer and publisher Epic Games acquired the music platform Bandcamp last week. Epic is a multinational company known for games like Fortnite, and Bandcamp is a relatively small platform where artists sell music and merchandise directly to fans, with a bigger slice of the profits going to those artists. Randall Roberts covers the music industry as a staff writer at the Los Angeles Times. He says Bandcamp has become a favorite among independent musicians, many of which are skeptical about this new deal.
Unlike Spotify, where artists get a fraction of a cent, on Bandcamp, artists get 82% of all sales. Now, these are download sales, and these are vinyl and merchandising sales, but it's a huge difference. And fans get really excited about supporting their favorite artists, because they're artists, especially during the pandemic. The artists who make music have really comforted people.
How are independent musicians reacting to this news of Epic Games acquiring Bandcamp?
Most musicians are taking a wait-and-see attitude. Bandcamp has a really, really good reputation as being an artist-first platform. So most musicians are very, very worried that this change in ownership will change that as well.
Do you think the artists' concerns are justified?
Yes. History has proven that corporate consolidation hasn't really worked out well for artists in the long term. On social media, one independent artist said, "The Bandcamp sale indicates just how traumatized artists are by having the football constantly yanked away from them."
Bandcamp really was thriving in the pandemic. How much of that kind of growth and attention for platforms like this do you think is going to persist now that things are reopening?
Well, that's a good question, and that's probably one of the reasons why Bandcamp was looking for an infusion of funds. They've drawn a huge listenership and a huge new fan base in the last couple years, and as a company, they need to figure out how to turn that community and those musicians into regular, devoted fans who, despite the fact that they just sold to a big company, will continue to believe in Bandcamp's vision, which is an artist-first vision.
There's consolidation happening in so many different industries, especially among tech companies. When Bandcamp is looking to grow, why is being acquired by a bigger company perhaps a better growth strategy than, you know, just looking for another round of venture capital?
I would say that it's security. And if the sale ensures independence, relative independence within the bigger Epic Games infrastructure, and it means that Bandcamp can expand internationally and open up more avenues for independent musicians to make money, I think that there are very few downsides to it. But if Epic starts squeezing Bandcamp for more profits or eliminates Bandcamp Fridays, a once-a-month initiative in which Bandcamp forgoes its percentage of sales and gives that straight to the artists and the record labels, then I think that artists will start looking around for different platforms.
Randall Roberts covers the music sector for the LA Times. We'll link to Randall's piece on the deal between Epic Games and Bandcamp on our website, marketplacetech.org. We'll also link to both Epic and Bandcamp's statements on the deal and what they say the partnership will mean for continued growth. In one of those statements, Bandcamp CEO and co-founder Ethan Diamond underlined how the company will remain an independent marketplace. But it's worth noting here, Bandcamp is still a tech company that wants to grow. Variety has an article on why the deal may be, in the words of the author, quote, a necessary evil for its expansion plans. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.